Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, he is a Philly guy, even though he's on the West Coast, and he's one of the best attorneys imaginable on things like what we're seeing with Lawfare here. That's why he's such a go-to guy with us. He is the Emmanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at Berkeley. Believe he's a big Eagles fan, too. John Yu, back with us here in Philadelphia. John, welcome home. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I was a big Eagles fan until this last weekend. You know, we don't get to see the games out of California.
Okay.
So I only follow them, you know, on ESPN or NFL, and I couldn't tell what the hell was going on. How are they getting so few yards and such few points?
Oh, it's terrible, John.
Well, how about a massive lawsuit on Nick Sirianni here? We'll be the first we'll have you on retainer for that, John. All right, so, John, this dropping of this, now people remember when we've had you on before in Rich and other shows, and nationally when we see you on Fox, you were involved in some of the thorniest issues, particularly during the Bush years, Gitmo, things of that nature. I don't know if you know, I broadcast from Gitmo, so you were uppermost in my mind. Some of the things you've said around the interrogations and the stuff that went on there. And I actually got to see, not the principal, but some of the principals playing soccer right in front of me. And they would have murdered me by the time they got done their sandwich. They had picnic tables there, too. So, John, how unusual is this what Jack Smith and this judge have concocted? I don't think it's legally election interference, but in the broad sense of it, it is.
Well, as you mentioned, Dom, I worked at the Justice Department in the months and years after 9/11.
John, we have a little problem there with the sound. I'm not sure, guys, what's going on. Okay, yeah, we'll fix that. Okay, John, go ahead. Okay, little difficulty. As I said, John was involved in some of the biggest federal cases, Supreme Court cases, thorniest issues imaginable. All right, John.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. That's okay.
As you said, I worked at the Justice Department right after 9/11, and it pains me to see the Justice Department acting, which to me, it looks like a blatantly partisan way to affect the election outcome. And the reason I say that is because if you look carefully at the filing that the special counsel dropped yesterday, I mean, unfortunately, you know, if the Eagles aren't on, I'm reading all 165 pages of that thing. The Phillies aren't on either. But, you know, with baseball, you can read 165 pages at the same time you watch the game. But I read that damn thing, and there's nothing really new in it. And so it's the same charges, same basic facts that the special counsel has brought already, and which has gotten smacked back by the U.S. Supreme Court. And so there's no way the trial could be held before the election. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Justice Department releasing this document now? And the only reason that makes sense is because they're trying to influence the election. I think that's what makes me unhappy about my former colleagues at the Justice Department, is that there's no reason to try to rush this kind of these accusations, which Trump can't rebut because there's no way it would go to trial before the election, which Trump can't rebut. It's a one-sided attack. And there's no reason to do it now other than to try to get it out right before the election.
And John, in your role there or with your colleagues, don't you think it's a good idea not to, after the day after the debate where Walz didn't do well at all, to be dropping something like this? I mean, how does that look? I'm not saying they sat there that I know and said, yeah, let's take the stink away from that. Let's drop this today. But you got to give a little space on these things, you would think.
You know, I can't go that far because this one, I think the timing of it was actually under the control of the judge here in Washington. Okay. So Justice Department released it. They've been pushing to get it out in October. The judge chose to release it yesterday. But here's another question. This judge also had a chance to accelerate this case, to try to get it in before the election. So another question you have to ask is, why is this judge in Washington, D.C., allowing the release of this indictment? It takes a judge's approval to do it, and the judge signed off, and it came out yesterday. This is, I think, an effort to influence the election.
Yes, and, you know, people are not getting expert commentary like yours necessarily. They're getting little stuff here and there, maybe some wild accusation that's in here that's intriguing, particularly around Mike Pence. And I get it, why people would hear that in, you know, the back and forth between Pence and Trump. That's where they're going to put it in the news. John, the thing that I think here, too, with Jack Smith, as far as the document, we're coming back to, again, he's pretty much saying, well, there can be fraud, but it has to be determinative fraud, meaning it determines the election. That's the only way that you can be leading the charge. Otherwise, he's in your mind and saying, you know this is fraudulent. You know this didn't turn the election. So you, if you're Trump anyhow, you can't be talking about it.
Yeah, this is why this whole thing that was filed is misconceived. Because this is all about whether Trump gets immunity or not. And so you're right, Dom, to hone in on the conversations between Trump and Pence. The reason why is because the Supreme Court just this summer, just 3 months ago, focused exactly on those conversations to say those conversations likely cannot be used at trial against Trump because part of the president's job is to talk to the vice president. And the court said when the president's doing his job, when he's using his constitutional authority, he can't be prosecuted.
Yeah, John, the thing that interests me, too, look, I'm a law school dropout. You know that. But if I were doing this, I'd have to get into, if it comes down to this, if this ever goes to trial, if Trump loses, it will, trying to get inside the mind
of discussions.
Yeah. Trying to get into the mind of Trump as far as, you know, he's all over the place. It's his natural style, and he doesn't want to give too much away, and he talks out loud about things. It's not easy to ascertain at any one point exactly what he's saying and what he's doing, more so, I would argue, than most people. And it's a mind-reading thing here that I can't see how in the world we would send people off to jail by exercising mind-reading.
And that's another thing the Supreme Court reminded us this summer, is the court said you can't prosecute a president based on his state of mind. Because the president's thinking about 100 things at once. He's responsible for protecting the country and making sure the economy's working well. And you're going to try to convict him, say he tried to commit some giant fraud of the U.S., because of a few stray comments by White House staffers that might have overheard him. And you're exactly right. Trump speaks out loud, right? He's not, you know, he's saying all kinds of things. He probably changes his mind a lot. And so you could read this indictment and say the alternate theory here, you could say, was, well, Trump didn't know who won the election, and he was asking questions, a lot of staffers. Sometimes you ask a question, what about this? Tell me what. And maybe he was saying, let's see how far this process goes. Those people produce more information. That's not meant to commit a crime.
John, one parting area, too, due to your expertise. John Yoo with us here on Talk Radio 1210. So we have the inspector general yesterday, and this has started to flare up, sending signals that he wants to apparently issue his report now or imminent about the federal assets that were involved on the ground, et cetera, on January 6th. And the charge seems to be that the Justice Department is holding that one up. So we're rushing this, but we're holding that up. And that doesn't excuse every action on January 6th or anything else. But I think if we hear there were 50 FBI people involved in this, it's in the mind of voters, it's going to give them some pause to be thinking about all the elements of this.
Yeah, so first, the Inspector General at the Justice Department has done a really good job, even though his job is to criticize his own department. Remember, he's the one who said that FBI Director Jim Comey had committed obstruction of justice or lying, even though Comey was the FBI director, when they were trying to figure out where the obstruction hoax comes from and all this Steele dossier stuff. I think if the Inspector General at DOJ has something to say, he should be allowed to say it and say it right away. But the second thing is, look, what the Justice Department has done with the special counsel has undermined people's faith in the rule of law. And so what's really important is for the Biden administration and their Justice Department to try to do what they can to restore people's faith in the integrity of law enforcement. And so lots of people have questions about how much was the FBI infiltrating into these groups on January 6th. Make it all public, because that's going to help people trust law enforcement more. And if you withhold it, if you hold that information, it's just going to compound the problems people already have with the enforcement of the law by the Biden administration.
Without a doubt. John, how do you look at the Phillies, particularly if it's against the Mets? What do you see?
Oh, my God, I hate the Mets. You know, in true Philadelphia fashion, I just root to hate the other team.
That's exactly right. That's why we love it. That is a considered legal opinion. John, thank you as always. John, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Don. Thanks, guys. Great to be with you again.
John Hugh here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, 855-839-1210. How does this play out in the minds of voters? It's all part now. They seem to be reduced to abortion and January 6th again. All right. We had a ton of people calling in. Melania Trump, in her memoir, The Guardian got this. I guess Ainsley did the first interview on Fox. Maybe she had it. But it's only come to light today that she's talking about a woman's right to choose. And there's no boundary. I'm looking at the exact language here. So, Dan, you think, apparently, this could cut toward Trump and or conspiratorially that everybody was in on it because it takes them out of worries on national.
The way I see this is I can't imagine that Melania Trump puts out a book and she doesn't float it by the campaign, idea makers first. And you know, I don't think this is a campaign strategy by any means, because I don't think it necessarily helps Trump too much. But I think this probably came across their desk and they saw Melania was going to offer her opinion on abortion. They're like, you know what? Maybe it further, and I'm going to use the term that sounds negative, but I think it's positive, it further muddies the waters around the topic of abortion. And I think there are a lot of people out there. I speak from experience here. I'm obviously a conservative individual. Maisie's very conservative on a lot of issues, but the topic of abortion makes her, you know, consider voting left. My friend Justin's the same. I can go over and over. There are tons of men in my generation that lean conservative and have a wife that, you know, has this topic of abortion. So Melania now expressing this thought, I think really opens up the door for Trump to say to a lot of men out there who are living in this type of situation, hey, this is a way to essentially sell it to your wife. My wife, too, has the same thoughts. And this is, again, reinforcing this is why it should be a state's issue. People have different thoughts on this topic. My wife clearly has a different stance on this topic than I do. You know my stance. I've made it very clear. But it allows him an out campaign strategically on the topic of abortion, furthering taking that away as a strategy for Democrats. And I honestly think it's genius.
All right, 855-839-1210. I don't, because I think my sense of the people running the campaign, they would go, oh my God, we need this at this point. Trump has done a good enough job of letting people see that he's not going to go for a national abortion ban or anything like that.
I look at the timing, I think October surprise. You put Melania, you get her right. A book out this close to the election where every single commercial, everything, every mm-hmm. issue that the Democrats are talking about is abortion. Take that away from them a month before the election. I think that's a pretty good strategy.
Just one fly in the ointment here. I mean, I haven't seen line by line. I think it was two interviews, Hannity and Ainsley. If there are more, I haven't seen it talked about, so I don't understand how it helps. In other words, if she enunciates this in the interview, this is her view and exactly what it means, but it appears to be no limit on abortion. I don't see that as exactly, could be what she believes.
I mean, we're also living in 2024 where husbands and wives don't necessarily agree on everything, especially politics, and we're not electing Melania to be the next president. We're electing her husband.
But I am living in 2024. I agree with you, and there's a cardinal rule.
I'm not
rule.
Saying you're not. I just
no,
I don't want conservatives to go down this
path. I was going to say, there's a cardinal rule, though. I'm very sensitive to something that might negatively. You can imagine Roe's got the burden of me and what I do publicly. And she is a much calmer piece, you know, the whole thing and all. And she deals with it beautifully. But I realize what the burden is. Suppose Roe then has a completely an opinion thrown into it versus what I routinely stand for. It's not right to be going public with it. That's the way I see it.
I disagree.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going
to to be quite honest, it's Maisie's choice not to come on the show, but I've invited her on to express her thoughts of abortion. I'd be happy for her to come on and you know, tell her thoughts. It's
all right. It's 855-839-1210.
And I think I could justify our position, and I think essentially win them over in the end game.
All right. Well,
and I think to my point, I think this further allows ammo for that, you know, to try to win over the wives that might be hesitant because of this abortion stance.
Okay, so that could be. Now, I just worry about unintended consequence. I don't see the gain worth. What's the downside? Are pro-lifers? And we had one caller who said, nope, that's it with Trump. This is too much.
They're not going to not vote for Trump.
Right.
Like, pro-lifers are heavy voters. They're going to come out to the polls, and they're not going to vote for Kamala Harris. There's no way that they're going to
vote. Some of them may not vote. That's true.
You really think they're going to stay at home because of this?
They might be gathering. There is a wing of the pro-life that thinks that Trump hasn't gone far enough. We've heard that already.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? You're enable Kamala to win?
I hear you. I mean, it would be hard to believe, particularly if they're religious and they don't vote. I just think that's kind of strange. But 855-839-1210, hit us with that all-time spokesperson, OJ. Not guilty. I didn't say innocent. I just said not guilty today on two murders. Hit us on that, though. It's a curious choice to me to be putting this out in the memoir at this point. She didn't talk about it with the Fox host. So if she did, that would have been interesting. Will she talk about it with anyone? CNN apparently wanted to do the interview. There was a big bidding war over it. They wouldn't do it in the end. We'll see if she appears any place where there would be a lot of back and forth. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in right now with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
All right. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. We'll talk with Sean Parnell, who will be in Butler for the Trump speech, the return, which is going to be iconic this coming Saturday night. And if you heard from Linda Kearns, the news, the Secretary of State, the website that controls voter registration in Pennsylvania, has relented. And Scott Presler was on this right from the beginning. They were going to do maintenance from 6 p.m. on Saturday to 2. Presler told us he might register 500 people at that rally or more. And now they're going to move it back, I believe, to 10 o'clock is what she said, the start of it. So it's an indicator that people are on this stuff. Every bit of this here in Pennsylvania and more is being scrutinized. All right, you heard Dan and I talking about the Melania Trump excerpt and how this plays out. And again, this election, I don't care what anyone else says, is so tight, particularly here in Pennsylvania, that any number of things in the end, turnout being the biggest, are people inspired enough to actually come out and vote or to vote mail-in ballot. Parnell is in charge of mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania. So we'll get an update. In Philadelphia, I see no way Democrats are going to win by 500,000 votes as Bob Brady did. If they do, then they're probably going to win Pennsylvania. But I don't think they're going to win by that number. I think that's a huge pipe dream, to put it mildly. And we'll see as we get closer to that what indicators are out there. All right, we also have Ron DeSantis. And DeSantis, I know some of the challenges he had during the primaries, but boy, when it comes to getting into the ring and actually positioning himself, this guy is great. He's on the strike now. Florida's got several ports, of course. Here's what he said. He's bringing in the National Guard.
Now we have this situation where you have these ports are being shut down across the East Coast and the Gulf Coast of the United States. This has the potential of really disrupting the hurricane recovery and of hurting the people who were victims of the storm. And I don't think it's right to try to cripple the recovery that our storm victims are undergoing. We want to accelerate the recovery and do all we can to make that happen. What is going on in this work stoppage will negatively impact the distribution of cargo, and that will include perishable foods, medical equipment, home goods, electronics, machinery, apparel, vehicles, vehicle parts, lumber, steel, as well as other essential construction and hurricane supplies. at Port Everglades in Southeast Florida. About 41% of businesses at two of the five terminals will be impacted. At Port Miami, strike will affect about 50% of the port's cargo capacity at three of its container terminals. And at Jacksport, about one-third of the commerce, particularly international container volumes and international vehicle volumes, will be impacted. This could lead, and indeed, if it goes on longer, will lead to significant supply chain disruptions. This will cause delays in the delivery of critical goods, and it will result in inventory shortages. Economic forecasts show that for every 36 hours this continues is equal to 1 week of supply chain disruptions. Do we have time for weeks of disruptions, given all that's happened in communities in Florida and throughout the Southeast? I don't think so.
All right, so he's deploying the National Guard as the bottom line to keep order, but it also said something. It seems like he's giving an ultimatum. At a certain point, the National Guard would intervene here and be involved with those supplies. So it's not just the average American with this jerk that runs the longshoremen. We're going to cripple you and everything else. We're talking about the hurricane victims. Now, are people going to say, well, you can't intervene in this? This is a work stoppage. The only thing you can do is half-heartedly. I think DeSantis is saying, you know what? In my state with the National Guard, we are going to intervene. Now, what's going to happen then? Is this big mouth who runs the longshoremen going to say, well, we'll get into it with the National Guard? You're not going to unload those ships? Got to love DeSantis.
I do have the Coast Guard comment, if you want.
Yep, the Coast Guard. Okay.
That would be used for things that we need that may end up being rerouted. So Florida's open. We want to use our resources to be able to get all this stuff to the market so that people are able to use what they do. We have 16 different deep water seaports. We will work with you to get critical commodities to shore and promptly plugged into the supply chain. At my direction, the Florida National Guard and Florida State Guard will be deployed to critical ports affected to maintain order and, if possible, resume operations, which would otherwise be shut down during this interruption.
All right, let's stop there. That's a little bit I can't quite tell. But resume operations. One of two things. He means we're not going to let these strikers prevent other people who are not on strike or something from resuming operations and or the National Guard's going to be involved in this. I am so, look, I'm trying to be fair about this strike with, the automation thing we talked about the other day. But this guy running this and this idea, there's nothing you're going to do to us. And Biden is not going to invoke Taft-Hartley, which was put in here because of the damage. What about the hurricane victims? Well, they're saying the head of this is saying, you didn't care about us. You don't care about union workers. What about our rights? And DeSantis is saying, look, you're going to get a little period of time here. But look at what I'm going to do here. What about the people affected by the hurricane? Well, it's just tough. I have not seen a guy exposed more than the head of this longshoreman. The New York Post is doing an incredible job. And I read you at the beginning of the show what he said about Easy Pass. So, Dan, I'll ask you, Henry and I said, yeah, we use self-checkout if we only have X number of items. If you do that, did you ever think you're costing a person a job?
No.
Okay.
It is costing a person a job. I've never had the experience of walking up there like, I don't want to do this. I'm going to go to the cashier to encourage
you. Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's crowded. Sometimes you only have a few items.
There's a lot of times that convenience supersede my morality.
Yeah, well, sure.
Morality.
Convenience is fine. I think people have a right to efficiency and convenience. I can't come up with a better example if there's something where, I'm not going to do that. That's too far over the line with automation. But Easy Pass is a great thing. I mean, just imagine what it was like before that. And all those job of toll collectors, essentially, or almost all, have gone away. This guy's saying, nope, we're not going to let you do that. So driverless, trucks and all. No, we don't want that. Unloading the ships and all, though, there might be some degree of automation involved. All right, Sean Parnell is next. We're going to get you an update on how is mail-in balloting going in Pennsylvania and his thoughts as he heads toward Butler. He was right behind President Trump originally when the shooting happened. Apparently, it's going to be an all-out security effort, but this is an iconic moment. Is Trump going to say, as I was saying, of course I think he will. Are they going to have 40 or 50,000 people there? Is the media going to cover it? Because this puts the fact that this guy has been shot once and almost two times. What they don't want to remind people of, it's amazing how that's not in the public sector anymore. All those questions. All right, getting on the side question, though. Hit us with someone who was the spokesperson, the pitch person for a big-time product. 855-839-1210. You can do that. Hey, tired of relying on caffeine for a quick energy fix? There's a better way to revitalize your body from within. Introducing Orasim by Rescue Natural Supplements, the cellular energizer that helps your body produce its own natural fuel. Say goodbye to daily fatigue and a low to lasting energy. As a bonus, Orasim supports heart health and optimal blood pressure too. That's why you can't miss out on this exclusive radio offer. Buy one bottle of Orasim, get another absolutely free. Simply use the code FUEL when you place that order. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use that code online when you visit res-q.com. res-q.com. Be sure to use that code FUEL, F-U-E-L, for this buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasim. Remember the code FUEL at res-q.com and do it today. Dom Giordano's show. By the way, I didn't forget, toward the tail end of yesterday, we have the list of the most encountered telephone numbers, either here at the station or on my show, Dan. I'm not exactly sure. And it's interesting, who is the number one by volume caller? I will tell you that by volume, the caller of the year, meaning the best caller last year, is in the mix. So we'll play with that a little bit coming up. This is really interesting stuff about who is it and how many times have they called over a period of time. Captain Sean Parnell was there in Butler 1, Roman numeral 1. Now it's Butler 2. His thoughts on security, President Trump, but also wanted to ask him, he's the point person on mail-in balloting, how that's going on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sean, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here, Dom.
Well, I would think, Sean, Butler 2 should be a cakewalk, but who knows, given the people that are out there, this is an iconic moment. It'll probably draw some of the really crazies.
Yeah, it is. It is an iconic moment. And let me tell you and your audience that this rally is shaping up to be something that's very, very special. It's going to be different from what people have seen in the past from Trump rallies. This rally is going to be very, very focused on, I mean, the state of Pennsylvania, but commemorating the Comprator family and the other two folks from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania who were wounded, honoring all of Butler County, all the first responders. The rally's going to, it's just going to be something very, very special. And yeah, as far as security, I mean, I've been at Trump rallies since the second assassination attempt. And let me tell you, they have really ratcheted up security. But what I'm hearing is true. They're still denying Trump full levels of protection, most notably during his trip to Wisconsin. And again, you know, to me, there's just no excuse for that. But it's indicative of a Harris Biden administration that just does nothing but fail, whether it's protecting President Donald Trump or responding to disaster relief down in America's southeast. They just literally fail at everything, Tom. It's absolutely stunning.
And Sean,
this election is as close as it is.
They don't even politically cover it up well or even try, right. It seems like. It's like we have 30 days left in the election. And Biden is stubbornly not even talking about Taft Hartley. This guy that runs the longshoreman is political gold for the Trump side. He's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, the whole, this is the situation that we live in right now. We have a natural disaster, the likes of which we probably haven't seen since Hurricane Katrina. just enveloping the southeast of this country. If you're North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, those people are really suffering. And FEMA comes out and says 2 days, 3 days after the actual disaster hits. Now, they should be on the front end of it. Hurricanes aren't exactly a surprise. But they come out and say, oh, well, you know, sorry, folks, we're not going to have enough money to get us through hurricane season. There are people on the ground right now suffering and dying, you know, in survival mode. And your government comes out and says that. I'm sorry, that does not breed confidence. It's absolutely horrific. You've got this longshoreman strike at the exact same time that threatens to, well, it has closed all of America's ports, threatens to ruin the holiday season, you know, make it even more difficult for Americans to put food on the table for their family. And all those people who are suffering in the Southeast, you're trying to rebuild your home. Well, guess what? It just got a heck of a lot more expensive. All of this stuff is happening, and this chaos. I mean, the crazy thing about it, Dom, is the Democrats and the media are always like with this fake Trump brings chaos stuff, even though they're the harbingers of chaos. They're the ones that create all of it. But the reality is the chaos in our lives happening right now, unfolding before our eyes, is all caused by Biden and Harris and their lack of leadership. Dom, and that brings me to this point. Like, this country desperately needs right now more leaders and fewer politicians, my friend, and people who are just unafraid to get out front and lead.
Well, I hope President Trump with the rally, Sean, that's exactly the right tone. And you shouldn't worry about entertaining or not. People are going to be thrilled to be memorializing, remembering that, you know, and he'll have the entertainment when he says the first line, as I was saying. Yeah. I mean, he's got to say that. I mean, we're all anticipating that. Are you speaking, Sean?
Yeah, I will be speaking there and actually emceeing the entire portion that is commemorating all of Butler County, which is kind of an amazing honor that the Trump team thinks of me in that way. It's just very humbling, but I'm really excited for it.
Sean, you are the point person on mail-in ballot. I'm not sure if you were aware, but our buddy Scott Presler and our local people have gotten the Secretary of State's office to remove computer maintenance they were going to do starting at 6 p.m. this Saturday during the rally. They've moved it back. So I just want listeners to know we're on top of these things. We're on it. And I know that you are with the mail-in ballot. We're hearing an uptick that it's better than the last time. And I think the difference is it doesn't seem to be as good for the Democrats, though, as in 2020.
Oh, that's right. I mean, put it very simply, my friend, like Democrats have 921,000 requests right now. GOP has 401,000. And while you might think like, holy smokes, Democrats have a huge lead, the reality is since 2022, and the reason why I cite 2022 is because 2020 was a little bit of an anomaly because of COVID. So the GOP has 101,000 more requests since 2022. The Democrats are down 52,000. So while the Democrats have a lead, it's not as substantial as it once was. And when you add to that all of the registration gains that Republicans have made since 2020, we've cut the Democrat voter registration advantage in this state by more than half. I'm telling you, the political battlefield in the state of Pennsylvania is shaping up very nicely for Republicans.
Yeah, we have, I think it's Guy Shiraki, a Sean local pundit and columnist. He said, and I don't have it written down right in front of me, but when we get to Election Day, if those numbers are, as you're saying now, or anywhere near that, then given the turnout, the usual turnout that will be there, we're going to win Pennsylvania. It'll be close, but we're going to win. Now, if they have the advantage they had in 2020, for example, you're not going to win. I mean, it's a pretty simple thing, and I think we're at a good spot here.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think what's really important is we're going to keep banging away at the banking the vote game. And look, here's a great example of why that's so important. You know, internet goes down. As you just mentioned, the PA Department of State. Oh, hey, look, we have internet maintenance on. Just so happens to be on the day that Trump's coming back to Pennsylvania and voter registrations could be through the roof. Oh, our internet's down. So Democrats do stuff like that. Or in the case of like horrific, horrible natural disasters that nobody can anticipate. Look what's happening down in in the Southeast. We just got done talking about that. Bank your vote, right? You bank your vote. We know that you voted. You can track your ballot. If you're uncomfortable with it, show up on Election Day anyway. And for those who are planning on showing up on Election Day, we have an opportunity to change the course of history in Pennsylvania. If we win this state, we save this country. And that means every single one of us had a duty and responsibility to bring 10 people to the polls. Take accountability for 10 people and make sure that they get there. But not only we got to fight the political fight with the mail-in ballots, because of course we do. The rules of the political battlefield as they are, we've got to fight with them. But we need to do our part. We need to show up. We need to bring people to the polls. Because if we do that and we execute, because we're in the execution phase of this election operation right now, Dom, but if we execute, we will win this thing. And if we win Pennsylvania, we save this country.
That's exactly right. Where do they go, Sean Parnell? What website are you involved with?
Go to skiptheline.pa.com. SkipTheLinePA.com. You can bank your vote there. Trust the organization. It's run by a great group of strong, election integrity-minded Republicans. Again, win Pennsylvania, save America, but just bank your vote and let's do this thing.
Have a great time. You deserve it, Sean, to be the MC for that part, without a doubt. And let's get you on Monday. I'll put you on hold and maybe you can talk to our guy and we'll get a time set up, because I have a feeling this is going to be a jam-packed weekend here.
Okay, my friend. We'll do that.
Thank you, Sean. I'll put you on hold, and we'll hear from Sean. The Butler thing, it's for our listeners, it's 5.5 hours away. I don't know if you're going. If you are, tell us about that. Joe's been waiting and bored in town on our side question today. OJ was a great spokesperson. Hurts. Joe, who's your person? Yo, Joe. All right, was Joe Isuzu. Okay. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push #1210. We'll come back to Joe here in a second. And yesterday, toward the end of the show, we got this list of unbelievable call volume from certain people over the course of time. I think it's like the top 75 or so. Dan, somehow or another, was thinking about that. We'll give you a little bit of that. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with Monica Crowley, former Deputy Treasury Secretary, and someone who was the moderator for the preparation of the Vance debate, and someone that President Trump was on yesterday on her podcast. And he said a couple of really interesting things. All that will unfold here on Talk Radio 1210. You know, all batteries plus bulbs in Mount Laurel and Northfield, two big stores. My friend Roy at both stores looking for help. The reason is this is a spot over the years, I don't know if it's 10, but it's closing on that, that we've told you to go, anything battery needed, anything like that, but also a place that helps you with tech, fixing it, figuring it out. You're in the business world, an energy audit, or creative solutions. All you have to do is call them and tell them what the problem is. They'll get right on it. But they need more people. You know, a handy do-it-yourselfer would be ideal. It's a great low-pressure part-time job. Customer service is the key. If you're willing to do what it takes to help, you need to talk to Roy. You be part of the team. They power it. They light it. And boy, do they fix it. Call them at 856-638-0778. 856-638-0778. Batteries plus bulbs, Mount Laurel and Northfield.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
Yes, it's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan Time with Dom. And Dom, I didn't even know we could do something like this. And it's really freaking cool. Yesterday, Earl called in, and I overheard Henry telling Earl the amount of times that he's called in. And I was like, is there a way to like pull up a database and find out some numbers as to who our top callers are to 1210 WPHT these past couple of years or longer? And what I was able to find on is I found some data on our callers. One set that you have in front of you is from when we started keeping track on this new phone system that we use that we implemented in late 2016.
8 years, right?
And that number one, clear and away by like 1,000 calls is, and let me be clear, this isn't making it on air. This is is just encounters in general. So just calling us, waiting on hold, maybe not making it on in or whatever. Number one for all those years, Dom, that we've been keeping track, and it's not even close. I got to be quite honest with you. Earl of Tacony. 2,287 calls. The next closest in the entire time, Dom. Ed of Del Ran with 1,338. Earl has almost 1,000 more calls than the next caller.
And Ed, we haven't heard Ed of Del Ran in quite a while.
Yeah, for those numbers of all time, Jane and Penn Salkin. And then there's a name that's very interesting here because we also pulled data from the start of the pandemic, and then we also pulled within the past year. And since the start of the pandemic, Dom, there's been one caller that's really shown, and he has no calls prior to 2021, which is surprising to me, and I didn't realize this, but number four of all time since we've been keeping track with now 1,236 calls. So almost half of Earl's in the amount of time, but only about like a third of the amount of time is now the magnificent and the mysterious Joe of Exton is now the fourth all-time since we've been keeping track of these calls, Dom. And that's because since 2021 only, he's had 1,236 contacts with us.
Wow. So that's like 400 to 500, 400 a year and change.
You know what that proves to me, though, is dedication.
Oh, yeah. Now, the one I look
at
here.
Numbers.
Yeah, well, that's definite Hall of Fame, yeah. The guy I look at here, what the heck happened? Then I worry, if anybody knows, Tom of Marlton, Dan, had 780 calls during that time period. He used to come to all of our events. Remember the Hawaiian shirt?
Just yeah.
Brilliant guy.
Did I anger you, Tom? I saw Tom at church one day.
Okay.
And he came over, said hi to me, and I thought we were hitting it off. I thought we had a good, and ever since then, he hasn't called.
No, I don't think it's that. I worry is something happened.
Oh,
you know?
That's true, too. Yeah. A couple names on here you wonder about.
Yeah. Well, somebody who has to bump it up, though. Come on now. She's only in, like, I don't know, eighth or ninth place with 474 encounters. Fishapine Leslie.
Yeah, and surprising to see her so far down with only 68 calls in the past year. It seems like she might be a fall
off. What the heck's going on there?
So why don't I give you a top 10, Dom, of the past year? Since started 2024, because I think there's a lot of new callers to the show. And so just outside of it, honorable mention number 11, Dom, and he's been a really big proponent of our side question, Robert and Ben Salem, number 11, with 161 calls this year, Dom.
Okay. That seems low. I thought he was more than that. Yeah.
Number 10, we got Drew of Upper Darby, 182 calls. You got Greg of the Northeast, 9. Bruce in the Northeast, number 8, unsurprising. Gary of Newtown, Dom, an opposing caller, number 7. Yeah, listens a lot. Number 5, Joe of Columbus with 266 calls. I'm sorry, that's number 6. Number 5 is Joe of Exton. In the past year, Joe of Exton's fallen off, Dom. He had those crazy amount of calls since the pandemic, and then the past year he's only number 5. Number 4, Ed and Del Ran. Number 3, Kevin in Bucks County. Number 2, Earl Kevin. Wow, number 3. That's Kevin Paul's GregStalkerSucks.com. 2, Earl of Tacony, and Dom number 1. Because Earl's not number 1, as you just heard, is. I think it has a lot to do with his regular updates that he calls in with regarding Bucks County voter registration number. That's Bill in Bucks County with 342.
He's number 1. You know what I look at when I hear, maybe I only see 4 women, maybe 5 out of the top 40 or 50. Leslie's number 1, and I miss Lori. I know Lori has a different schedule now. And Greta, who used to call in all the time in Gloucester Township.
So I think there's a trick to Bill, who's on the line now. I brought Bill in because being the number one caller, Bill, I think what you do sometimes, though, is sometimes you're waiting on hold, and then you drop off and you'll call us back, and that's why you got so many of those numbers is you're inflating your numbers, man. You're cheating over there, Bill.
Yeah, I think Bill's a Democrat. I think this is something we found this out here, no doubt. Yes.
I am a registered Republican and have been for many, many, many moons. I'm a former committee man, former member of the Bucks County Executive Committee of the Republican Party.
Okay. All right. Well, you are number one.
It's a nice cover.
Yeah, it's a nice cover.
Thank you for your commitment, Bill. Sincerely, we really appreciate you calling.
Hopefully next time I'll get on the cover of Rolling Stone, maybe.
All right. Well, you know, it's about time that we start looking at, right after the election, the caller of the year. Earl has been sterling, but you know, Robert, Joe, you're in there. I mean, as a top 10, it's going to be fierce.
Yeah.
So you think, Bill, you think Melania is going rogue here. Why?
I don't think she's happy with this whole campaign thing. And, you know, it started with the fashion photos some of which were pretty revealing, and now it's this controversial Democrat-pushed agenda of abortion. I mean, that sunk us with Mastriano. Yeah, I mean, it's just... they're just clinging to it. I don't know.
Well, the tell is going to be when she does an interview in which somebody actually asked about it. The Fox hosts seem to have deferred. They didn't ask. I think they should, but I realize getting the interview is pretty tough, so I understand.
Well, maybe Cuomo will do it.
She's going to be on with Cuomo?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if any of the outside CNN would not pay $250,000, according to one report. So we'll see.
Dom Giordano shows a great place.
There you go. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I want to hear it. I would just throw the ball to her and ask, why do that? I think it's inappropriate, though, Bill. I got to tell you, I definitely do.
But doesn't she have handlers? Doesn't she have advisors?
I think she does. I think she does what she wants here, whatever. Now, Dan thinks this is a way to soften up Trump, that Trump's not for banning on abortion and all. I think you raised something else. She released those pictures again recently.
And that's not good. That's just not good.
It's unintended consequences.
It's not a conservative thing to do.
Yeah. Who's your spokesperson?
Well, I think he's one of the greatest marketers of all time, Steve Jobs.
Yep, definitely. The black outfit, the whole thing, it's iconic.
You also think he's one of the biggest fashionistas of all time.
Yeah, exactly.
Based on how you dress,
right,
Mr. Jobs.
Right, definitely. I can't get enough of those.
You love that black turtleneck.
Yeah, I like
have
the
Have you ever
Gary
seen
Don
with the black turtleneck?
Yes. Oh,
I have.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
time and time again.
Gotcha. I was going to say, if you
have a whole closet of them, yes. There's nothing wrong, but it's like the little black dress. All women
the
should
black
be
in turtleneck tucked into the blue jeans, right. Dom. It's
all
look.
Women should be in little black dresses with heels. You can't go wrong. Trust me on that. I'll ask Monica Crowley that. We're friends. She's coming up. She's a former assistant treasury secretary in the Trump years. She got Trump on her podcast yesterday, said some stuff that I want you to hear. And President Trump and the debate, she was the moderator. In the Vance debate, got to ask her about that. She fact-checked a lot. And Dom's Money Melody, a lot of action here on The Spokesperson. We're coming to you next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.